Okay, so this is a hypnosis session for overcoming nail biting. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross legs and arms, find a comfy spot for your head, and for the next few moments, just do your very best to focus on the sounds of my words. If your mind wanders, and it will, just bring yourself back to the sounds of my words and the growing sensations in your body. Not getting frustrated, not trying to make anything happen, just allowing things to unfold as they may. So what I'd like you to do first is, with your eyes open, to stare straight upwards as if you're looking straight through your eyebrows, through to the top of your head. Staring straight upward, you'll feel a light strain in your lower lids. And then taking a long, slow, deep breath in. Taking that deep breath in. And holding that breath. Holding that breath now, allow your eyelids to flutter closed as you continue to stare upwards under your closed lids. Staring upwards, holding your breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now letting that breath all the way out and allowing your whole body to drift into a comfortable position. And very slowly, with every long, slow, deep breath in, breathing in nice and deep and slow, focusing all your attention on the movement of the air in through the nose. And then exhaling out, with every exhalation, allow your whole body to relax more and more. Continuing to focus on your breath, I'm going to show you a tool, a technique in this hypnosis session that you can use now or any time later to help you feel more comfortable, to help you interrupt any habits such as nail biting, to help you feel more relaxed and calm. You drew from the bin a beautiful marble to you. There were lots of different marbles, different colors, different shapes. And you chose your marble. The color, the shape inside the marble was attractive to you. Now, sitting back as you focus on your breath, feeling that marble in your hands, notice the weight of the marble. Notice the feel of the marble in your hand. Notice how it feels inside to hold the marble. It's somehow as if just having a marble brings us instant enjoyment to the whole experience. And you can hold the marble, if you choose, between your thumb and your forefinger and very slowly, gently roll it around, noticing slight imperfections, noticing the movement on your fingertips as you roll it around. Noticing and remembering the shapes inside the marble. Noticing something as beautiful as the marble doesn't need to be perfect, but yet it can be very special, just like you. So continuing to feel the marble in your fingers. Taking a long, slow, deep breath in. Breathing in nice and deep and slow. And let that breath go. Let your whole body sink down, more and more relaxed. And you can close your hand around your marble so it doesn't fall out. And as you do this, you can feel yourself just drifting wonderfully into a more relaxed state, feeling more peaceful, more calm, and things slow down. And you can continue to pay attention to the sensation of the marble in your hand And you'll notice it starts to feel warmer. The marble feels warmer and more comforting. And in your mind's eye, you'll still be able to see the beautiful colors of the marble as it turns around ever so slowly in your mind. Turning ever so slowly, seeing the shapes inside change. It's soothing, it's calming, and it's beautiful. And as you're ready, taking another long, slow, deep breath in. And as you exhale, when you exhale, really feel that wonderful sense of release as you let that breath go. And letting that breath go, letting your whole body sink down, more and more relaxed, more connected to the sensation of the marble in your hands, and just drifting deeper and deeper. And as you drift deeper and deeper, your mind can drift off to a safe, comfortable, happy place, wherever that is. We all have one. And it may be a special memory of a beach or a hike or a mountaintop. It may be completely imaginary. Or your special happy place may be something, a moment you experienced ever so briefly. But you can reminisce and recover that deep sense of satisfaction, peace, whatever it was. So as you drift deeper and deeper, your mind can drift off to that safe, comfortable, happy place. And the feeling of being there, the sensation of just drifting timelessly, will be with you. And you'll feel that sensation of not having a care in the world, nothing to bother you, and nothing to disturb you. And you can drift there for as long as you choose. Not a care in the world. And as you drift deeper and deeper with every exhalation, you can let go of any tension in your body. It'll simply evaporate, float away, and your mind will slow down more and more with every exhalation, as if you're not really thinking about much at all. And if ever your mind wanders, and that's just what the mind does, you can come back to focusing on the sounds of my words, to focusing on your breath and the wonderful sense of release you feel as you let that breath go, and focusing on the image and the sensation of the marble. You are in control of your marble. You are in charge of it. And your marble is a way for you to experience a deep sensation of relaxation. And so as you're ready, you can take another long, slow, deep breath in, breathing in nice and deep and slow. And letting that breath all the way out. Letting that breath go and drifting deeper and deeper inside of yourself, drifting off to that safe, comfortable, happy place. Noticing more and more sensations of relaxation in your body. With every exhalation, you may notice a sense of heaviness, numbness, tingling in your toes, in your feet. Or perhaps you notice it more in your hands and your arms. It doesn't really matter. All that matters is you feel more relaxed, more calm, and more peaceful. That's all that's important. And so when you're ready, taking another long, slow, deep breath in, really enjoying that sense of release you feel as you let that breath go. Drifting deeper and deeper, to that safe, comfortable, happy place, that stillness of the thoughts, that peacefulness, not a care in the world, comforted by the beautiful colors of the marble swirling around in your mind's eye. The marble slowly catching light as it turns, reflecting, bouncing that light off, turning ever so slowly, and it does. The colors change, the reflections change. Perhaps noticing the relaxing warmth the marble brings. So much so that the next time you close your eyes and just focus on the image of a marble, the sensation of a marble in your hand, be it real or imaginary, you'll feel a deep sensation of relaxation come over you. And when you're relaxed, you cannot feel anxious, self-critical. You cannot feel pressure. Relaxation is the goal, and you can replace any agitation, pressure, anxiety, and that urge to bite with a sensation of relaxation by just breathing deeply and focusing on the image of the marble, the sensation of the marble. Deep relaxation will come over you, and you'll be able to let things go. The stress, the pressure, the tension, the exaggerated sense of responsibility would just float away, dissolve, and disappear. So taking another long, slow, deep breath in, filling your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen. And then letting that breath go, letting your whole body sink down more and more relaxed. Your shoulders dropping down, your hands and arms relaxing, all the tummy muscles relaxing more and more. Feeling that sense of heaviness, numbness, tingling in parts of your body. You may notice it moving around like a wave, whatever you notice. And as you drift deeper and deeper into hypnosis, you'll be able to hear my voice. And now you can relax deeply, noticing your breathing. The gentle rise and fall happens all on its own. Taking some full deep breaths as you focus all your attention on your breathing. My voice will go with you as you relax. And you can begin counting downwards. Backwards from 300, down at a pace that feels right to you. You may choose to count down by one digit, two at a time, four at a time, five or ten. Whatever feels right to you. Counting backwards only as fast as what feels right for you to relax into hypnosis. And as you relax, the little muscles, the corners of your eyes begin to soften. Relaxing those muscles feels so wonderful. Relaxing the little muscles at the corners of your mouth. Letting your cheeks and your jaw relax as all the many small muscles around the mouth relax, especially the ones at the corners of the mouth. Relaxing more and more, comfortably aware of your chest and how it relaxes more easily with every breath in and out. Continuing to count backwards. As you relax more and more, comfortably aware of your legs, comfortably more and more aware of your feet, your hands, your arms, your shoulders, relaxing in so many different ways. And as you relax, my voice may go with you. You may hear it and simply relax in many different ways. You don't even need to think about or focus on my voice. Simply let the awareness drift towards your own inner peace. Just drift there and let the focus sink deeper and deeper towards your own inner peace and awareness. And you can notice words, and you can notice noticing words. Noticing your body can relax. Noticing how your mind can relax. And as your mind relaxes, you become more receptive to the suggestions I give you on how to manage frustration, pressure, criticism, expectations, how to manage it in a way that is more adaptive, that is more helpful for you, interrupting any urge to bite and choosing a different habit, noticing how your breath carries on all by itself. Your mind carries on all by itself, and your body just enjoys the deepening. And you can watch your mind wander away to a pleasant, happy, peaceful place. Just wandering away there, so calm, so peaceful. Your experience, your understanding, your awareness can simply detach now and slow down. Breathing all on your own, regularly, comfortably, easily. Still being able to see the beautiful colors of the marble in your mind's eye. Soothing and comforting. And in a moment, I'll slowly count down from 1 to 5. And as I do, I'd like you to simply take 5 deep breaths, one at a time. And as you do, you can let each breath out. I want you to notice how you sink down, more and more relaxed, more and more at peace, more comfortable, drifting into a pleasantly relaxed hypnotic state where time stands still, no cares at all, nothing to bother you. Drifting deeper and deeper with every number I say and every breath you take. Enjoying more and more the experience of deep relaxation. And 1. When you're ready, take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let that breath go. Sinking deeper and deeper. More and more relaxed. More and more at peace. Thoughts really slowing down now. And 2, when you're ready, another deep breath in. And let it go. Letting go more and more now. Deeper and deeper relaxed. And three, when you're ready, another long, slow, deep breath in. And let that breath go, sinking deeper and deeper into comfort, not a care in the world, just floating peacefully, your mind drifting in that safe, comfortable, happy place. And four, another long, slow, deep breath in. And letting go. Just letting go of everything now, but the comfort you feel in your mind and in your body. The comfort you feel throughout your body, throughout your mind. And five, take a very, very deep breath now. And let it go, sinking down very, very deeply relaxed. So peaceful, so calm, noticing with more and more curiosity and more awareness the growing sensations of relaxation in your body, and knowing these sensations will just continue to grow with every regular breath you take, with every word that is said, just continuing to grow deeper and deeper relaxed. And as you do, enjoying more and more the sensations, the experience of just drifting, not a care in the world. So in a moment, I'll ask you to take one deep, deep breath to fill your lungs and chest. And I'll ask you to hold that breath until I say the words, let go. And when I say the words, let go, I'd like you to let that breath out as fast as you can. And as you do so, you'll just feel yourself drifting into a wonderfully relaxed hypnotic state. More at peace, more calm, more comforted than you felt in a long time. All right, you can take that very full deep breath in now and hold it. Good, holding and holding. Okay, let it go. Let that breath, let your whole body sink down very limp, completely relaxed. And continuing to sink deeper and deeper with every regular breath you take. And now I want to teach you a technique to interrupt the urge to bite. To interrupt that urge and to manage the anxiety, the frustration, the pressure in other ways, more adaptive ways, ways that actually work for you. I'd like you to think back on a time, a specific time, when you experienced an impulse to do something or say something that when you look back now, you can see caused you a fair degree of harm, filled you with regret, and you wish you could have taken back that decision. Think back on the time when in the spur of the moment you had that impulse, that urge, and you made that decision and regretted it. Connect with that moment now. Allow the memory of what you were thinking, what you were feeling, and that impulse to grow more and more stronger in your awareness. Let the awareness of that impulse grow really strong, that urge. Let yourself really feel that feeling for a moment. You can connect with that urge, with that impulse. We have lots of impulses every day. And we often find different ways of managing the impulse. And this impulse is triggered often by the beliefs and the thoughts we're having. By not addressing those thoughts and those beliefs, and we act out on them in a way that's simply meant to manage stress. This is how habits develop. It's just simply a way to manage stress, anxiety, self-doubt, criticism, unreasonable expectations. That's all it is. Habits are just simply developed as a way to manage these emotions. And nail biting was as well a habit developed to manage emotions. Manage emotions that were driven by certain beliefs and thoughts. And the rising tension, fear, anxiety, frustration we feel is released when we bite our nails. But you and I both know there's different ways to manage this stress, these emotions, this pressure, this expectation. So I'd like you to teach you another way. You've learned many tools so far. You've learned to recognize and label your feelings. You've learned how to deep breathe, to process emotions, stress, frustration, and anxiety. You've learned to recognize sensations of emotion in our body, to recognize our thinking and our beliefs, to change those beliefs. You've learned how to take pressure off yourself, to develop more realistic expectations. Be more compassionate, caring, and understanding with yourself. These are all tools and techniques you have learned. So now I want you to teach you another technique, to talk to your unconscious mind, to increase your awareness even more. Your awareness of these thoughts, these beliefs, awareness of the buildup of tension in your body. The awareness of the emotions, the sensations, so that you can get even better than you already are at interrupting that urge to bite, that decision that fills you with regret. So you'll develop another, healthier way of coping with emotions. So as you sit in front of the television, as you sit in your bed, perhaps you're feeling overwhelmed and you're ruminating, dwelling on the day, criticizing yourself, putting unnecessary pressure on yourself. You can simply sit there and tap your middle finger to your thumb, using both hands. And this will be a signal to you to take some deep breaths, to check in with yourself. What are you feeling? What's going on right now? Where do you feel the emotion? What is the emotion? And this will help diffuse, lessen the intensity. So you can simply tap your thumb on both hands to your middle finger as you sit there, getting in touch with, processing, exploring the tension, the anxiety, the frustration, the anger, exploring that urge to bite, where it's coming from, what it means, what are the beliefs and the thoughts driving it? Where do you feel that tension, frustration, pressure, self-criticism in your body? So as you sit there, tapping your thumb to your forefinger, you can be exploring these things, checking in with yourself, better understanding what's happening for you in your mind, in your body, in that moment. And when you do that, you'll untangle the habit. You'll break the habit. You'll no longer feel the need to bite your nail. Because you'll address your emotions in a healthier, more upfront manner, recognizing they're there instead of ignoring them, instead of minimizing. You'll explore them like a scientist. You'll uncover them. You'll try to understand them. You'll be compassionate for them. And the very act of doing that will break that impulse to bite. So as you connect with a situation where you might normally bite these days, even though it's become less frequent, where is that place? What is that time? Connect with that moment, connect with that urge, connect with the feelings, the thoughts, and the beliefs. See yourself, feel yourself once you connect with it. Sitting there, lying there, tapping your fingers, breathing deep, exploring, understanding, working through it, processing it. And after you've explored the origin of the thoughts, what the beliefs are, the nature of the criticism, pressure, expectation, what the frustration, angst, fear is all about, where you feel it in your body, focus on it, don't ignore it, pay attention to it, you breathe through it, it dissipates. And you can repeat to yourself, with each breath in, I breathe in soothing calmness. With each breath out, I release the urge to bite. I release the tension, the tightness. And continuing to tap, you can repeat it over and over to yourself quietly in your mind's eye. With each breath in, I breathe in soothing calmness. With each breath out, I release the urge to bite. I release the tension. Feel it more and more each time you say it to yourself. With each breath in, I breathe in soothing calmness. With each breath out, I release the urge to bite. I release the tension. With each breath in, I breathe in soothing calmness. With each breath out, I release the urge to bite. I release the tension. And just do that as many times as is necessary to completely release that tension, that tightness, that pressure, those expectations, that self-criticism. This habit started a long time ago, when you didn't have the tools, when you didn't have the awareness of emotions, thoughts, and beliefs. And now you do. Now you can let go of this old habit of biting, and you can find a healthier way, a healthier way to manage your emotions, to manage stress. And you must be careful to not to stop biting your nails too quickly. In time, you'll come up with a substitute behavior that'll be much more useful for you. From now on, you'll notice more and more awareness of the urge, and you'll be able to interrupt it. You'll be able to dig into the emotions behind it, the thoughts, the beliefs, the expectations, the pressure, the criticism. You'll be more aware of all of these things. You'll be more aware of your goal. Your goal to end this habit. More aware of your goal to feel more calm, more confident. More aware of your goal to take better care of yourself. To prioritize yourself. To know you're important, your needs are important. To ask for what you need. To speak up. To count. You'll be more and more aware of you and what you want. So just taking a moment to envision what it's going to be like to have nails, whatever length. To look at your hands, to feel that sharp, that toughness of the nail at the tip of your finger, to look down, feel that sense of pride, acceptance, wonder of what you've accomplished, compassion for yourself. Feeling you've achieved your goal. Just finishing these sentences quietly in your mind. I want to. I can. And I will. Just quietly in your mind, finishing those sentences and repeating them over and over. I want to. I can. I will. And in a moment, I'll count from 7 to 1. And at the count of 1, you'll open your eyes. You'll feel alert, without feeling tired, without feeling drowsy, without feeling sleepy. You'll feel much better for this deep and pleasant hypnotic experience. Knowing that you can practice this skill each and every day. And as you practice more and more, your ability to calm yourself, be more aware, interrupt the urge, replace it with a substitute behavior that's more helpful for you. These will all grow stronger. Your ability to drift into a deeper and deeper hypnotic state will be easier. It'll happen sooner, quicker, and deeper. And most importantly, the benefits will last longer, hours, days, and weeks, the more you practice. This is a skill you can develop, the power of the mind. Using the unconscious mind as a tool now you have at your disposal to interrupt this very old habit that you no longer need. So when I count from 7 to 1, you'll feel much better for this deep and pleasant hypnotic experience, relaxed mentally and physically, confident in your ability to break this habit, to end this habit. So now I'm going to count from 7 to 1. 7. 6. 5. 4, 3, more aware, more alert, able to wiggle your fingers and toes. 2, more aware of the sounds around. 1, when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you, feeling relaxed and refreshed.